What is that?
Whoa, yep. Oh. Okay, we're back, people. Hey, welcome back
Double
to the Duck
smoke.
Call Room.
Double
wherever
smoke.
You're listening from, that's give us five stars. Hashtag like and subscribe. Send us into it, Martin.
Well,
I don't know why I felt like being a radio morning DJ to start this one,
goodies.
But I did.
Hey, you walked in. You'd been listening probably like Bobby Bones on your way in, and you just felt like you wanted to be a part of it. I can
appreciate
that.
What was I listening to on the way in?
But I do, yeah, we have snacks, so I figured I'd go ahead and get this out of the way now.
Pass them around.
From snacks. Our friend Josh in Washington State, their duck season's about to open, and he said, I just want to send y'all some of my favorite blind snacks.
Hey, so,
blind snacks.
Spoiler alert, the bag of Dots pretzels is no longer in here. I may have opened this yesterday. So,
cheater.
But you can't have Dots pretzels anyway. But Godwin, there are some double smoke smoked sausages.
Double smoke.
I know
smoke.
That's a Johnny D thing, too.
That is a Johnny D thing.
And
so,
you're the only person I know.
Hey, we got cattlemen
that would eat chocolate covered cherries.
Fruit.
Oh, fruit.
So here's cherry. Do you want milk chocolate, truffle cherries, or
cherries,
milk chocolate classic?
Oh, yeah.
You just want cherries. I'll throw you one of each.
Okay, boy.
These are from Washington.
Here you go, bud. One more.
The label says Washington.
Washington.
And then I don't know who would ever want to eat these, but I'll save them.
Mm-hmm.
What Reese's peanut butter cupcakes.
What was that? No, bring that back out.
He's got the peanut butter.
What was that?
I don't know. I just
Reese's peanut butter flavored cupcakes.
That I can't looks like sign a, off on. I've never seen them, so I wanted to be the first one to try.
Is that like a Reese's Little Debbie?
Wow.
Congratulations.
Now, it's not Little Debbie, so I feel like it's kind of like kissing your sister, but Miss Freshly may be good. I don't know Miss Freshly.
How much sugar's in that?
You know?
Miss Freshly versus Miss Debbie.
How much sugar, Gavin?
I am drinking a cup
of
coffee.
What a life.
Because I tried to say conglomeration.
35 G's.
Yeah, I can't do that.
35 G's. In there,
that would give me quite the spike.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch your little app, though, as it goes up.
Yeah.
We could take bets on how high it gets.
Yeah.
We could put like an over under on it or
that,
something.
My chart would
how
be.
Funny would that be to start like sports betting on Godwin's sugar monitor?
Yeah.
I got a problem, so I wouldn't participate.
I don't know.
That actually looked like a candle.
Let's see.
How is it?
Pretty good. Washington knows how to make a double smoked meat.
How's your cherry, si?
Excellent.
So duck season in Washington's looking on the up and up for our friend Josh, so that's fantastic. Good for you, Josh. Appreciate you. 105. There you go. Is that good?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that life. So, but we're back. It's, it's another day.
What have you guys been doing?
Another day.
Well, today my boys turned one.
Hey!
So that kind of dates us. That kind of dates what day we're recording this.
That's
but,
crazy.
Yeah.
Your kids are 1 year old.
A whole year. Well, at 10:59 and 11:01, they will be 1 year old. So we still got like an hour, but we did it. We did. First year's down. Woo. First year's the hardest, right? In theory. I don't know. But
you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
And for their 1 year old birthday present, they got RSV. So that's cool.
Yeah, you're having a big time. Right.
Yeah, it's been fun around my house. Yeah.
Well, good.
A lot of fun. But that's where I'm at. I never dreamed we'd be here. Like, it seems like the longest and shortest year of my life all in one time. So I know y'all have all been through it, but still very new for me. We were at the doctor this morning, as you can tell by the snot on my shoulder.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it gets better.
That's where Waylon buries his face
to
wipe his nose.
So. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change.
Yeah. Well,
they can be 10 and they're still using your shirt.
Oh, yeah. They come to look for you. Wipe that nose on.
Right. So, Martin, you got 1 year old twin.
1 year old twins.
We did it.
Yeah. It's over now. It's all downhill from here.
I have noticed he's got grayer hair now.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to attribute that to the kids. I'm going to attribute that to Brittany.
Uh-oh. I didn't know where you were going.
I got grayer and less. So they can pick one. I don't know if it's.
I found a black hair in mine the other day.
Whose was it?
Paula picked it out. I said, what'd you pull that one for? She said, well, it was wild. I said, it is wild. It's not supposed to be that color.
Oh, I just figured it's somebody else's. It doesn't sit up in there. It's yours.
It
you may
my,
be going the reverse gray.
I'm
what if yours turns black as you get
what's
older?
What's that movie, that guy?
Benjamin Button.
I might be a Benjamin Button.
Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Once you go gray to go back color?
I don't know. We'd have to ask our friends at Nutrafol that study hair. I'm not sure on that one. So
that's something I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, boys?
Uh-oh. Chicken squat.
PBS is back.
Oh. He's been back. Sitting over there awful quiet. He's been having something in his phone box already.
Yeah, yeah, PBS, the title of it was Ancient Earth.
Ooh.
Frozen. Ancient Earth.
Frozen.
Frozen.
I ain't going there.
Did you let it go?
Hold up. Did you know 850 million years ago, okay, according to PBS, this Earth froze over?
Froze over. Well, I remember him saying something about an ice age.
Yeah.
That was a good show, too.
Yeah. That raccoon is hilarious.
Squirrel. Whatever he is.
Hey, saying it. They said the oceans were a half a mile deep frozen.
That's okay.
That's 5,280 divided by two is...
Not to go against the public broadcasting system.
2,640 feet of ice?
Yeah. And that, wow. The first thing that popped in my mind was, I wonder what the Earth weighs today. Okay, and Beth looked it up on Google. It was something like a trillion, billion tons.
Trillion, billion.
How much
tons.
The Earth weighs?
I would like to know what it weighed back when it was frozen.
Well, you got to take
an account.
What about
when it was flat?
Do what?
When it was what?
When it was flat. Or is it flat?
No, it's never been flat.
Okay. So. Never been flat.
It's always been a basketball we live on.
Just making sure.
Maybe it's flattening out because of the weight.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm going to say something that might not be popular here. Are we just guessing at all this? Who weighed the Earth?
Well, no, because look.
Yeah, where's that scale?
Before they start stuff like this, they need to say, okay, here's our disclaimer.
We're guessing.
Okay, this is a theory. Another word for theory is, hey, I got a guess about what happened here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we used to call them a swag in school.
Yeah.
As a biology major.
What does that stand for?
Scientific wild guess.
My whole life I've heard our great minds say, okay, a single cell amoeba crawled out of the salt water. That's how everything began, J.D.
That's the rumor.
First thing I thought to myself was, okay, yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing 850 million years ago?
Yeah.
They were picking up rocks and stuff and testing them.
Man, every time I see those deals when it's like this many million years ago, I don't even where, how, why, what?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, like
who calibrates that?
It's so unfathomable to me. I'm like, I can't wrap my head around
it. If they could figure that out, I feel like they'd be able to find some tree sap with a mosquito stuck in it, you know.
I figure
worse. Put it into it.
Oh, it ain't tree sap.
Take that out.
No.
Presto, dino DNA.
No. They found it in rocks.
Well, I figure, like, for real, if we can figure that out, how can we not run a balanced budget in this country?
Really? Yeah. Whoa!
And how come we
We're talking about simple math.
Yeah. No. And why can't
like
we
the math that they're
borders.
Extrapolating for? I'm like, if we got that many brilliant minds, why ain't y'all in Washington, D.C.? Let's get back to zero. Yeah. Right. Let's get that balance sheet back where it needs to be.
Well, like, they can't put it in that. Well, never mind.
Hey, y'all get the meddling now, boys.
Well, it's okay. Just the stuff that we take as truth.
Yeah.
Because a scientist said so.
Yeah.
Like it's weird, man. It's wild. It's a wild deal of how the human brain works.
Because here's what got me. Here's what got me, okay? Because just over the hour that I watched, okay, about the frozen Earth, okay, they had about, probably 30 different people from 30 different universities talking about, okay, the frozen Earth 850 million years ago. Okay. So it just,
Some of that stuff
lived
is,
through that.
But some of that stuff is weird because, like, you know, me and Goblin go to Wyoming just about every year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one hillside up there. Like, if you walk up on it, there's like fossilized seaweed.
5,000 feet.
And we're talking about, man, that's way up there.
Yeah.
So at some point, there was water.
Oh no.
At some point there was like fish schooled on the edge of that shelf. Like, which is kind of weird to think about, especially down here.
Yeah.
Because we're at sea level essentially. And that one's a mile up, a mile above our heads, there was seaweeds. So.
Almost like there was there some go. Great event.
Figure that out. Yeah,
like occurred. A flood.
It was actually like this earth was actually covered with water one time.
You think?
And then the water got hard, apparently.
Yeah, and then
maybe
it
started
over.
Hard, and then it melted.
No, that was only like 7,000 years ago.
Here's one for you. Okay, here's
not 850 begillion.
Go to
is wild,
Huntsville,
man.
Alabama, and go east. And then turn on the Paint Rock Valley Road, and go up in the mountains.
Oh, I know where we're going here.
Hold on. Look, you would think, okay, Paint Rock River is at the bottom of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the 20s, it went dry. Well, the house I lived in, guess what my water came from?
Where?
It came from a spring. And guess where the spring was?
At the top of the mountain.
Hey, it was 10 yards from the top, the peak of the mountain. Because I had to go up every once in a while and clean the screen out that was tied over my water pipe.
It's a good thing you remained active.
No, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Right. Hey, I ain't a hillbilly. I learned that. Because to go up there, hey, it was a chore to go up there and clean that screen out.
That was a three Winston walk, wasn't
it? But you got to think about this, okay? Common sense would dictate that if you had a spring, that it would be at the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah, the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, at the bottom of the hill. Uh-uh.
At the top of the hill.
Let's go all the way to the peak and come 10 yards down, and it's about 8-foot circle. And the sand at the bottom of this thing, which was about 8 foot deep, would be bubbling up.
Just coming out of the ground.
Ice cold, sweet water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this ain't hard water.
Artesian.
Oh, yeah. And this is the finest water ever made, okay? The river went dry, okay? And in the 20s, guess where everybody got their water, got drinking water?
Top of the mountain.
Top of the mountain. And the stupid river went bone dry.
Why's the river got to be stupid?
Well, hey, I'm just saying.
Ain't his fault.
Hey,
what the river do
what's
you,
wrong
man?
With this picture?
Gravity?
The river at the bottom of the mountain is dry, but the spring ain't. It's at the same level and stayed the same
where's
level.
It coming? So
how'd
that water come out cold since the middle of the earth is hot?
There's another one.
Look, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
there's another one.
Hmm. Put that in your pipe, smoke it.
I feel like that's what we've been doing. I'm very confused.
I feel like I missed a darn good chance.
Oh,
too,
no. Hey, I love it.
Oh,
I
man.
Love it.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie. And whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. It is wild to think about. But like time is one of those deals that's, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Like time is weird.
Yeah.
850 million years ago.
Eternity.
Like.
Say what?
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Hey, it's time. No, hold it. No, there ain't no time. You're talking eternity. There
so
is
do
no
you,
time.
So, question for you. You watched all that. Where do you stand on Ice Age? Did it happen?
The movie?
Well, because it ice is over here in Louisiana once in a while. Very rarely, but hey,
I was just curious. I mean, it's one of those deals that's just weird to think about.
Cause the whole earth turning to ice?
Yeah.
So what happened to make it do that?
I don't know, but hey, there's ice in space.
And then what happened to make it melt?
And melt. And what
happened? Know what melted it.
Uh-oh.
The sun?
Nope.
Gas. Nope. Elaine.
Ha! You're on to it. Hey,
come on.
Volcanoes. Hey, PBS told me that last night on Ancient Earth.
The volcanoes melted the ice age.
It was froze over at one time. Then it has to be another catastrophic event here.
An asteroid?
You know, nope. Hey.
Volcano.
I tell you, volcanoes. And speaking of that, does anyone know how many volcanoes are on this earth?
Don't know.
Why would I?
I think.
Hold on.
I was studying that last night.
I probably seen it on PBS, and I think it's 15.
15.
Active. Like 25 unactive.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, I would have said that. You got that ring of fire. There's more than 15.
What it may be, but I had 15 stuck in my mind.
What about all them?
Oh, JD's
1,500 active volcanoes on Earth.
Is that me?
1,500. Oh, you got to add 2 zeros.
I had 15.
You were
right.
Off by a 10 factor.
I was off 2 zeros.
How many
zeros
are in the United States?
That was good in math, JD.
That's all right.
Look.
That's around 50 to 70.
If you check.
70?
But that's from the British Geological Survey, and their numbers are different than ours.
But if you check, I guarantee you they're situated in specific places.
What?
Kind of like Claymore's?
That's just my
opinion.
You
think when this thing gets wired up to just blow up there in enough places to just destroy everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he gets ready to get rid of all everything, hey. He's just going to open a valve, baby. And this baby is going to melt.
That's coming from the earth.
The first time he came with water, the next time he will come with fire.
Yeah, baby.
That's biblical.
And burn up the
element. That used to be Si's line. He said, I don't know about global warming, but I can guarantee you it's going to be hot around here.
Oh, yeah. It's this place, baby.
He said, the book of Peter says it's going to be hot around here.
It's going to get warm. Wow. I didn't know
you
we were going
to about
today.
That, though. When you look at it, you got to think about it. We got a thin crust over this ball.
That is not true. I once dug a hole at the beach.
Very
deep.
We got a thin crust, baby. And hey, in the middle of this ball, what is the magma?
Magma.
Magma?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a ball of hot fire in
that's
the middle of this
coming
ball.
Up in volcanoes.
Liquid hot magma. That's what blows a hole in the crust there once in a while. And then you got hot rock.
So think
out.
Of Earth liquid. Is like a pizza.
Yeah.
Boy, I love both of them.
They're both very round in shape.
But you really think when you think about that, that's wild.
Yeah, we ought to be careful about blowing up bombs.
It's the old thing about in the movie where the guys were putting coals under it and then didn't put enough dirt on top of it.
Oh, yeah, saw it right off.
Yeah, saw it right off. Didn't put enough dirt on it.
Jeremiah Johnson. Greatest mountain movie of all
that's
time.
It. Hey, but you got to think about that.
Didn't put enough dirt
we got
down.
Liquid
saw
fire.
Right off.
Inside this ball we're living on.
That's true.
That once froze over.
Yeah, that once froze over.
So what happened to that?
My question, question was, as soon as I said, okay, it froze over, I said, okay, think about the weight. What kept it up there in the orbit?
Well, how much of a weight shift is there between liquid water and hard water?
Oh, a bunch. A bunch.
Is it?
Yeah. I would say it is.
Hard water is more stable.
Is it the same?
It's going to weigh the same. It's not the
Wait
same
a minute.
Size.
Hold it.
Density gets different. Weight is going to stay roughly the same.
It can spin
faster
with hard
because
water.
Because the salt is going to come to the top.
That's like, insane.
It's a weird deal.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Science.
Well, what weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of water?
It's a pound. Yeah, okay.
So liquid water and hard water.
Is the same.
It's going to be the same.
I would thank you.
Density is what changes.
Yeah. In my mind, it would make it heavier.
Because the weight is actually going to spread out more when you freeze it, because it's going to go like this to freeze. And then when it melts, it's going to come back like this. So that's why you're thinking that the weight would change, because it's going to shift the coverage
Yeah.
And then pull back down. But
is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader still a show with Jeff Foxworthy?
I ain't seen nothing that Jeff Foxworthy in years.
You should go on that show, Martin.
I know. I used to have that.
I was like, I think so, but you were like, let me just go ahead and explain.
I used to have that game on my phone, and I was not smarter than a fifth grader a lot.
Were you not?
No, absolutely.
That's a crying shame.
But they're teaching stuff in fifth grade. If that really is happening in fifth grade now, a lot has changed since I was in fifth grade. Like, I don't remember learning that much.
Run, Bill, run. They're teaching. Yeah.
We got to keep up, man.
Yeah, well, I'm staring down a barrel of being back in it. So
no, he's not smarter than his kids are going to be smarter than he is.
I hope they are.
Oh no, no doubt.
I hope they're smarter than me.
No doubt.
I sure'd like to retire early. I hope they're smarter than me, stronger than me, faster than me. I mean, there's a lot of attributes I'd like them to be.
If my kids can't run faster than me, they're in trouble.
I bet they can jump higher than you, too.
They can't jump higher than me, and they really don't.
That's where wisdom comes in, son. Okay. I can't catch you, but guess what? I know you'll be back.
You got to come back.
That's right. You got to come back, or you'll get hungry, you'll get thirsty, and guess what? When you come back, I'm going to whoop your butt.
And you know what? You can't spell wisdom without S-I.
All right.
And on that note,
how about that?
Let's take a break.
All right. Science episode. We'll be back.
I know it. I lost electron the other day.
What?
I lost electron.
Can you be sure?
Yeah, I just have to keep an eye on it.
What? I thought you were going to say, yeah, I'm positive.
That was for Martin.
I was with Johnny Dillon.
I'm so confused.
Oh, boy, we're getting deep today on this podcast.
Just keeping an eye on it.
Oh, yeah, hey, you got to keep an eye on it, boys.
Are we deep?
We're deep.
Or are we so shallow?
Yeah. Well, here's a
the
good
world
one.
Will never know.
Yeah, oh, well, here's boy. A knock, knock.
Who's there?
Spell.
Who?
Spell. Spell who?
WHO.
Oh, there you go. That's a Laffy Taffy one for sure there.
Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy. Where do you get them at? Out of them, what's that?
Where do you get a Laffy them Taffy? Anywhere where candy's sold, sir.
Cracker Jack box.
Speaking of that,
remember them Cracker Jack box? Is that too old for you?
No.
I remember a Cracker Jack.
But they didn't have jokes in them, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did they have jokes in Cracker Jack?
I thought they had like little toys and stuff.
They did.
I remember getting like.
The jokes on the wrapper.
Oh, I thought that was Laffy Taffy. Yeah, it's the name Laffy Taffy. I thought.
Hard to say, really.
Yeah. Maybe Cracker Jack changed. I don't know.
I have a computer.
Cracker Jack.
Buy me some peanuts and some.
Unfortunately, all my tabs are.
I had them caramelized.
The song Time by Hootie and the Blowfish. How many active volcanoes are there? And magma.
Magma.
These are the things I search while Si talks.
Ah, I love it. That's fantastic. Hey, well, it's all good.
How long this fluid behind my ear going to stay?
What?
Goblin got fluid behind his ear. If he shakes his head real fast, he gets like drunk.
Hey, go take your plane ride and fix it.
No.
That sounds like a terrible.
That's what done it.
Apparently, there used to be a book in Cracker Jack boxes.
Really?
That had jokes in it.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah, I got one.
I used to like the jokes in the middle of Reader's Digest. Anybody remember Reader's Digest?
Mm. I never had a Reader's Digest, I don't believe.
Man, we talking about all the old stuff. Now we hit Paul Harvey last week. Now we're on Reader's Digest.
TV Guide, baby.
TV Guide.
Oh, we had a TV Guide.
Remember you used to call, get the weather?
Yeah, time and temperature.
Yeah.
All that stuff, yeah.
There's still a time and temperature, but it has like an ad for a bank at the beginning of it.
Does it?
Well, you got to pay for it somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow you got to pay for that landline.
But then
it's weird to think about.
I remember looking up movie times in the newspaper, and then you had to go to the movies to get a ticket to go to the movies.
Yeah.
And there wasn't no reserved seats. You weren't here. We haven't had an episode in a long time together, Martin. Were you aware of how many movie theaters have recliners in them in this world?
I would have to go to one to find out, and I couldn't tell you the last time I graced the presence of a movie theater. Okay.
Well, everybody was sending us pictures of the blinds, and they're like all in these nice chairs like they're at my house or something.
You ain't been to the picture show?
Which one?
Any of them.
Yeah, but not. I mean, we don't have the fancy movie theater.
Do we have recliners here?
No.
Not recliners, but they do in Shreveport at the IMAX stuff.
It blows. Hunter's over there going, yeah, they do. I drive to Shreveport for movies all the time.
Yeah, I drove to Austin, Texas to sit in a big chair. Yeah.
I haven't seen either.
Well, he went for the sushi.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other. You know, me and Si stopped at the largest Buc-ee's in the world.
And it's in Tennessee.
Was it magical?
Sevierville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Did you go to the Little Debbie theme park?
We swung by, but then we had a meltdown with the boys.
Yeah, the boys
did not nap. The intention was for them to nap upon travel. That didn't happen.
Travel with children's always an interesting
thing. They didn't like you driving.
Huh?
They didn't like you driving.
No, they used to be like the car seat was like an instant nap, and they're to the age now where it's not. They want to see everything.
The knees wore off.
Are they still facing backwards?
Mm-hmm.
Backwards?
Still facing backwards.
I remember those days. We're out of car seats. We're in all boosters.
Really? What's that like?
It is one of the greater joys in life. Once you're done with, because they're like, hey, you open the door, they climb in, click. You don't have to buckle them or nothing. They can do it.
That's crazy. Of course, that also means they can get loose a lot easier, too, in there. So if they want to start any mischief.
There was some mischief on our little road trip we went on.
Mischief, boys.
Because they're fighting.
A little mischief.
Well, Carter, we've, you try and train the boy to take care of his own stuff. So it was like, hey, if you want your iPad in the car, get a charger. He left the charger.
He's gone. It's dead.
So on the way home, they get him back out. Lottie's got hers. She had her charger. And then she finally decides to tell Carter, you can play with mine. It's dead. So she's a jerk, right? Like, that was really rude of her. But the next thing I know, Carter's done he's done snuck up. Like, we're going 80 miles an hour or so, and he's in a different seat. So then we had to pull over, have the whole talk about why we wear seatbelts so we don't end up, plastered to a tree on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I used to ride in the back of the truck.
Yeah, I did too.
Standing up,
doing weird stuff.
I'm still here.
It's weird. Our entire baseball team, we'd go practice, we hit the batting cages before, and then we'd drive like the 2 miles to the fields down Arkansas Road, all of us in the back of one truck. There'd be 10 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, now the thought of that would...
You get you arrested.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's like Huffing going up. On a bag swing.
My favorite...
Everybody on jump on.
A what?
A bag swing.
Bag swing.
Yeah. You put a rope, a big pecan tree.
Yeah.
Put a bag on it full of stuff, and then you'd have it... We had it where we had a shed that we...
Sounds like a pinata.
And then everybody would jump on. The only time, when the rope broke.
That'd be a burlap bag, by the way.
You're talking about rough. About 15 kids on the bag swing, and it goes up, and it always breaks at the peak.
like the car at the rodeo, clown car.
So you're just trying to be on top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You didn't want to be on bottom.
On top. Yeah, you don't want to be the one. You don't want to be the first one to get on it.
Did y'all have a tire swing?
Oh, no. No, this was a burlap bag.
Burlap sack.
Full of old clothes and junk where it'd be soft on your butt.
That's...
Well, something needed to be because burlap, anything but soft.
Oh, yeah.
I fell off a tire swing one time and it hurt.
Oh, no.
I fell from like 10 feet in the air probably.
Oh, I was going to say, it was higher than that with us. And, hey, it was about 15 kids.
I remember one time I was a Husky kid, in that department.
That was one time?
Well, yeah, but I've just talked about one time jumping on trampoline and thing, it dry rotted, and got close to the edge, do a big jump. Well, when I did, gone.
You went through it?
But gravity worked where I was, your inertia, whatever you want to say. I was going back up, and I'm looking down, and I'm like, it ain't there no more. I'm staring at my fate of going to the ground. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's not good.
It's tore.
You know what else I used to do?
What?
When I was a kid, we'd go out in a field and play football, and we tackled each other.
No helmet?
No helmets, no pad. And then we'd get tired. We'd go to the old woman's house that lived by the field and drink water out of a water hose.
Crazy times, man. What a time to be alive.
Water out of a water hose tastes better.
Oh, boy.
Oh, when them streetlights come on at our house, Mom got that whistle. Where she puts her hands in her.
Yeah.
You could hear it all the way down to the end of the road. Me and Clark look at each other like,
We supposed to be home 10 minutes ago. Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, Mama'd come out there and holler, and you'd holler back, and it'd be all right.
Like she'd the original say, Marco Polo home. Game.
Yeah. Either she'd say, get home, or You got about 30 minutes.
Hey.
Yeah.
You talking about that reminds me of the, what's the good-looking woman on Beverly Hillbillies?
Ellie Mae?
Yeah, Ellie Mae. She could bust your eardrum whistling.
You was there?
Oh, no, I'm better. And, hey, she done it.
Oh.
And I'm talking about, hey, I'm half deaf anyway. And I went, good grief, woman. She put her hand on her lips. And
that's the way mom is. She stick them two fingers right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it. She never taught me that
skill. I never could make it work.
Yeah.
I can't whistle.
Like at all? And that right there is why you got to get a running start at that duck call.
Yeah. But I can. I can suck in a whistle, but I cannot blow out. I don't understand it. Never been able to.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to just stand
up. Let's take a break and get in that mailbag. We'll be back right after this.
I was just flipping through emails here, and this is a wild one.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
This is just wild that this
Where did you get this email?
Possible. Hello@duckcallroom.com.
There it is.
Send us in your thoughts. Send us in your questions. Send us in whatever you want.
There you go.
And we'll see. Who knows? You may be like Sarah with an I on the end. Is that just Sarah?
Sarah.
Sarai?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
She
Sarah
said, with an I.
My husband and I love listening to your podcast here in Tokyo.
Wow. That's cool.
Huh. And then she said, so I was reading the British newspapers, and she saw a picture of Uncle Si.
Time out.
Hmm. Yeah.
Her husband and they're big fans in Tokyo, and she's reading
We're the worldwide, British man.
Newspaper. I'm just trying to make that all. That goes back to 850 million years ago. I'm just trying to make that all make sense.
And she Tokyo said, and we seriously love you guys, and if you'd like any snacks from Japan...
Absolutely.
I don't know what snacks in Japan are.
I don't either, but yeah, sure. Do it.
I've never really met like a hefty Japanese man, though.
Sumo wrestlers?
That's a great point. They have good snacks.
Yeah, they got to have
Send them, Sarai, Sarah. But anyway, here's Sai in the British newspaper. What were you doing?
Who's he with? Oh, Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
That's at that deal with Kylie.
Santa Claus on my right.
Is Santa Claus on your right? Who's this guy?
Santa Claus.
Not Kyle Tingwall.
So you went to the grand opening of Smith & Wesson's new headquarters?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Hey, did you tell him to start making them TCs again?
Do what?
Kyle paid him to come up there.
Our friend Kylie's a big
He's a CMO, yeah.
He sells guns at Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
And I actually got me a 8 Model 10 38 Special.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, that's pretty cool.
Snub nose or what kind of barrel you get on it?
4 inch. I wanted a 8 inch, but that's all right. It's all right.
All right. Are you ready for a question that only you can answer?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Do you like cherries?
Love them.
No.
No, they look like a chipmunk.
Yeah. I was about to say, old Alvin over here sitting next to me. He got 14 cherries. You just ate the half a pack of those in like 2 minutes.
It's okay, Johnny D. He'll work it off because he's very active.
Very active.
You weren't here for the last episode. I said, Si, how do you eat a gallon of ice cream a night? And he was talking about eating a half of an apple fritter that was the size of this table.
Yeah.
So how are we not having to wheel you in here? And he said, that's easy. It's because I'm active.
Martin.
You're active?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Since when?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You sleep more than my 14-year-old basset hound slept.
Yeah.
And that was a lot.
Hey. I actually need it, or I wouldn't sleep that much.
Yeah. He needs it because he's so active.
So active, he has to rest.
Now, with that being said, and I said this for the podcast, so the point I didn't get to make was, look, at 75, I hope I can do the stuff that Si does.
You ain't lying.
I'm not saying he's not, for 75, he's not in a very good shape. I just...
Active's a strong term.
Redefine active.
Yeah. That's the point.
Tell me your day, and I said, well, I sleep till about 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He walks. That's
like most active people
then
do.
Then I get up like any normal human being, okay?
Walks to the recliner.
Walks to the recliner, and then for about 2 hours, turn TV on.
Then he goes, walks to the kitchen, has lunch.
That's right.
Then he goes and gets back in the bed.
Oh, it takes a nap.
Then I go take my afternoon nap, okay? Which is anywhere from all 12:30, 1 o'clock to about 5.
Active.
And
anyway, you back to your question. I don't even know how to recover
from that.
And he's finally had time to chew all of his cherries too. Yeah, he's got most of them out of his mouth now, so right. he can answer three in each cheek. He putting them things in like them old cowboys putting them plugs of tobacco. Yeah. he just stuffing cherries in there.
By the way, them were really fine.
He said they were good boys.
Saga moved to Washington on us. All right, Elijah emails in. Most people call him Eli. He's from Ohio. He's a junior in high school.
Okay.
Has a question for Uncle Si. Since mid-August of 2023, 2 months ago?
Month and a half. Yeah.
He's been dating this girl from my church named Emma.
Uh-oh.
And I wanted to know if Uncle Si has any advice about dating a blazing redhead. Ooh. Though she is a very sweet girl, she has plenty of fire in her. Mm-hmm. And I would like to hear what Uncle Si has to say.
Danger.
Move your mic.
Real Robinson. Danger.
Danger, Eli.
That's right. Danger.
Danger.
No, hey. Good choice, son. What's the woman's name?
We ain't got the woman. Emma. Oh, Emma. Yeah, we do.
Emma. Hey. Fire redhead, hey, look, you'll never have a dull day in your life.
Eli and Emma.
That's right. Marry her, Eli, and hey.
He's 17. Whoa.
Hey, easy, son.
Hey. He's 17 and is a junior in high school.
Well, I didn't say, hey, date her he didn't say today. Years. Hey, date her for a couple of years, and then, hey, then make your move. Go ahead and take the woman and make her your wife, son.
Yeah.
And get on with it.
Sigh in on them redheads now.
Mm. That's it.
Yeah, don't lose the redhead.
She's mean though. I don't know if Emily is, but hey, mine's mean.
Well, he says she got plenty of fire.
I think that's the point. Probably, I think he's hurt.
She's probably got a little meanness to them.
Before we go to the next break, we're still getting tons of it. The blind got extended for like another week.
Yeah,
people are still going.
Awesome.
We might have to do like a whole episode or something of blind reviews because I've got hundreds of emails about what people thought, where people went and saw it. It's crazy. How many people have seen it and where all it's been. People from every state, it feels like, are sending in emails. So that's really cool.
They love the duck at the beginning.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that.
Yeah, woo woo. Yes.
But,
man, that took like 2 weeks of filming to get that one shot. That's what's got it. And it's a miracle that we got it because, let me tell you, that cameraman was out in the bald open. It was the good Lord just said, you know what? I think this movie needs a duck to die on it. And I'm going to give it to him.
Okay. Thank goodness.
That's where that started. So
it needed it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take our last break and we'll just stay in the mailbag for another segment. We'll be back right after this.
All right, Martin.
What's up?
You've struck a chord with the listeners.
Uh-oh. This could be good or bad. I'm not sure.
It's good.
Oh, okay, good.
The problem is you said you were going to, you needed to sell them, or I don't remember exactly what you said about Christmas CDs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But everybody's asking.
How to get one? Yeah.
How to get one.
Let me figure that out.
We're going to figure that out.
Yeah, you pay. Look,
because it's not on Spotify really anymore.
If they'll pay shipping and handling, I will send out at least the first 200 requests as long as they pay shipping and handling, which is not, guys, it's CD. It's not going to be much. So
what are we sending?
The Christmas CD.
The Christmas album.
Oh,
we're trying to get this baby from platinum to double platinum. Now, I don't know if there's a time restraint on that or not, but no, we've got some. So let me work with Jennifer and Angela on
how to do that.
Because we can't do that through the hello@duckcallroom.com email. That's a travesty. So we'll figure out.
Boy, I feel like that was a little bit of a shot at me.
The logistics has got to be out.
No, we got to figure out the logistics, but
I'll give you an update. Let me figure that out.
I just wanted to make sure because a lot of people were emailing in like, whoa, that sounds awesome. We want that CD if y'all got it. Because I think we're the last people that own it. And I think we might have about half a pallet.
Buddy, we got a bunch of them. So we can, at least the first couple of hundred we can do.
Pretty good,
for,
Johnny D. Struck a chord with people.
Oh,
a G chord, maybe. Yeah. I don't know music.
No, it makes sense.
I was talking to a guy. We're doing some ministry stuff together, and he's doing the worship stuff. And I told him, like, bro, I can only play Spotify, so do what you want.
Yeah, do what you will.
And I can make jokes like Godwin striking chords. Paul from Montana emails in.
Awesome.
He just wants to know, because we talk about our breaks a lot.
Oh.
How much time goes by when we say, we're going to take a quick break, or we go to a commercial?
Highly variable.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 0 to 5 seconds, and sometimes it's 10 to 20 minutes.
Sometimes we go on a roll.
Yeah. And sometimes we got to wait on Godwin to get done making a pot of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it just is all highly variable on how much time is actually in between there.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And if you pay really close attention, some days we change shirts.
Yeah.
It gets hot in this room. If we're breaking down the fourth wall, it gets hot in this room.
But it's fall, so like it's nice and comfortable in here today. I'm not even going to have a sweat ring on my rear end when I stand up
today.
The
fall is here. Like, yeah, you don't want to sit in this chair after we're done.
No.
And that side of the room's cooler than this side.
Yeah, I feel bad that Sadie had to come in here and sit in this chair that time. If she only knew the amount of sweat that's been poured in this chair. But you know what? She's tough.
She's tough. We Lysol it.
Yeah.
All
right, Samantha emails in.
Hello, Sam.
Old Sam emails in. My husband and I are making a road trip to West Monroe for my 45, maybe 46th birthday. I don't know if that means she doesn't know what birthday this is.
Or are you coming this year or next?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure. All right.
But coming soon, like in a week, they plan to stop by the Duck Commander Tour and the Honey Hole.
Yep.
And then she has a few more West Monroe questions that she would like asked. Is the zoo a nice trip?
No.
I ain't been there in a while. I don't know.
It's not terrible, but it is a small town zoo.
Yeah, it's not like.
It ain't.
It's not the San Diego.
I mean, it's better than what Joe Exotic was running.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean.
I mean, you could throw hot dogs at tigers.
I'm saying the looks of it. I'm not saying the experience. I'm saying visually, it's better than that. But like, it's, you know.
Easy.
They got parakeets. And I think there's a Duck Commander duck blind, though. You can't shoot the ducks, but.
Yeah, that's frowned upon. Well, a good place to stay.
Wow.
And I wanted to bring this up. People always ask me where to stay in West Monroe, and I don't know how to tell them that I have a house here. I've never had to.
I just always point out the newest hotels, which are going to be directly close to the Ike Hamilton Expo, and it's really close to here. Those are the newest hotels in the city. So anywhere right there.
I would suggest staying in West Monroe.
Huh?
What?
Staying on this side of the river.
Oh, yeah. He's saying stay here.
West Monroe rules. Monroe
not by the airport.
They're going to go to worship at WFR on Sunday.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome. But
I hope I see you there.
What else would we suggest to do while visiting?
Oh, man, this time of year, go to Black Bayou. It'll be really cool. The cypress trees will be changing. They're going to be like a blaze orange color. Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be some waterfowl out there. It's still just warm enough to probably see a big alligator if you haven't ever seen one of those. But Black Bayou is like beautiful during the fall.
In the Bayou in the alligator in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Real life. Yeah. Not captive one. So that would be, I mean, if you're looking for like prototypical Louisiana swamp look while you're here, that's a really... Mm-hmm. Really cool area.
That thing's got that big walkway too.
Yeah, it's got a boardwalk.
Don't even really need a boat.
Yeah, it's got a photo blind like that you can go sit in and look at all the different wading birds that are coming through this time of year. And so some really cool stuff.
Oh, like, Congo.
All right, let me find one more.
One more. Last one of the day.
Hey, you know what else it is?
What?
It is the Canadian Beth, happy Thanksgiving to you and your people.
Oh.
And we have a lot of Canadian listeners.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all you. I think it already happened.
It happened, but I question since Beth's in the room.
And we got Canadian questions for you, Beth.
What do y'all eat for Thanksgiving up? Is it like ours, like turkey and same? Okay. Why is a turkey? Poor turkey.
The fall gets
I had crappie one Thanksgiving.
You did what?
We stayed at the lake and had crappie.
That is the most
godly. Are you doing that again this year?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening this year.
I was going to selfishly invite myself. Yeah. Can we come?
Absolutely.
Like,
you're always welcome, Martin.
Yeah, that was. I was just wondering. Are there more Thanksgivings than like U.S. and Canada? Is there a Thanksgiving everywhere you go? Like, do they all eat turkeys?
That's tough. I would think us and Canada are the only ones with Thanksgiving. Maybe Mexico. Hard to say.
Turkey, duck,
and Mexico has Thanksgiving?
I bet that's tight.
And even I bet plums. They're not having turkey.
Nah, but if Mexico had Thanksgiving, we'd have already stolen it like we have Cinco de Mayo. So, like,
that's an aggressive take, but a true one.
Well, but I mean, it is. Like, that's just part of it. Nobody's, no offense, nobody has stolen Canadian Thanksgiving. Like,
Beth's giving you a look, bro. So
it must not be as much of a party as Cinco de Mayo.
That is
people
weird.
In the U.S. always just looking for a reason to party.
That but. Is weird how we totally just jacked Cinco de Mayo.
Uh-huh.
And like we all celebrate it like it's a thing.
And it's always the weird, it's kind of like the weird deal of Mobile and New Orleans, who really owns Mardi Gras and like that kind of deal. So
that's not weird. Mobile's just dumb. Oh. I'm not trying to be rude to Mobile, Alabama, but all y'all got's a tunnel.
I can't wait to check those emails in a week.
Yeah. Bring it on, Mobile.
There's a lot more people.
If you have Mardi Gras, bring it.
There's a lot more people from Mobile listening than from New Orleans.
Oh, but we've got the greater outer banks of New Orleans, the outside part of New Orleans.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
I would say even the good folks of East Texas, known as Shreveport, would support my decision in saying, stop it, Mobile. Mardi Gras not yours. It's ours. And I'm not even going to any of that because it's weird to me, but whatever.
Yeah, our kids get out of school for it.
I'm cool with that.
You know, I just, anyway.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
I do have a Bible verse, and I'm going to break it down and get super serious for just a minute. None of us claim to be theologians. None of us claim to be political scientists. But there's some stuff going on in a part of the world that Jesus once walked on, and I'm just going to read from the Bible what it says. Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. To anybody over there, we're praying for all that. You know, we pray for Israel.
Yeah,
that's something we support. And I'm not going to go too deep into it because that's not our job. Our job is to just recognize it, pray for it. Anytime people are being hurt senselessly, not for it.
Why can't we just love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and then love our neighbor?
Amen, buddy. Amen. All right, we'll see y'all next time here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Later. Bye.